All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, as the offseason is here in Major League Baseball, the hot stove has not yet begun to heat up, but there is some intrigue as a battle for starting pitching will be hot and heavy over the winter. Now, we saw Steven Strasburg opt out of his contract with the Washington Nationals after he helped them win the World Series, and Strasburg left $100 million on the table. Now, Strasburg is 31 years of age, but he does have arm issues. You remember he had Tommy John surgery not too long after his Major League Baseball debut going back to 2010. Strasburg is definitely going to have some intrigue and some interest after him this offseason, as will be Gerrit Cole, who is set to hit the market as well. Cole helped the Astros win the American League pennant. They were one game away from winning another World Series. And of course, the million-dollar question will always be there. Should manager A.J. Hinch have gone to Cole coming out of the bullpen for the Astros in Game 7? You also look at veteran hurlers such as Madison Bumgarner, Cole Hamels, and Dallas Keuchel, who are all set to hit free agency. Bumgarner has a qualifying offer attached to him, so it'll be interesting to see how that will scare teams off from going after him. Cole is 29 years of age, and he's coming off of his first 20-game victory win season for the first time in his career. And of course, you know, he was solid coming throughout the second half of the season. And the same can be said about him in the postseason. So will that momentum keep over for him into a new year? We'll have to wait and see. Now, in regards to Strasburg, he's a power pitcher, big guy. And I could see the Nationals making a contract offer to Strasburg. They're not going to, you know, blow it out of the water for him, in spite of the fact that he did help them win. I do expect the New York Yankees to be in play for Strasburg. That's due to the fact that the Yankees are in desperate need of a starting pitcher, and we've seen that the last couple of years in the postseason. I expect the Los Angeles Angels to also be in the mix for Strasburg. This is a team that needs to make a splash. They're wasting a lot of good years on Mike Trout in that lineup, and of course, that contract of Albert Pujols will be coming off the books very soon. And then also the San Diego Padres. Strasburg is from San Diego. He played his college ball at San Diego State, and of course, it would definitely be a good homecoming if the Padres wanted to spend the cash. In regards to Cole, I think the Yankees are going to be in play for him. If they can't get Strasburg, they're definitely going to have to go after Cole. I think the Angels will also be in the mix for Gerrit Cole. It seems like a good fit. You have Joe Maddon out there now as the manager. And on top of that, I think, yeah, LA is a big market. Yeah, LA is willing to spend the money. But a guy like Gerrit Cole could go to the Angels and still get lost in the shuffle. And at the end of the day, I think a mystery team could pop up. I don't know who it is, obviously, but I think some team could be in the running. They would have to overpay for Cole. But obviously, if they give him an offer he couldn't refuse, he definitely won't. In the case of Bumgarner, he's 30 years of age, but he's a three-time World Series champion. Had some injury issues in recent years, but he's still a big lefty who can get the job done. I think the Yankees will make a push. I'm not sure how close they'll get, just due to the fact that the Yankees were one of the teams that he was not willing to waive his no-trade clause for this past year. Call me crazy, but I think the Chicago White Sox could make a play for Bumgarner, and here's why. The White Sox, they're a couple of players away from being a contender in the American League, but this team has been put on the back burner, and they've been constantly overlooked in Chicago by the Cubs. And it's a situation the White Sox might want to do something just to show people that they're still a relevant team. Now, Bumgarner is from North Carolina. I do expect the Atlanta Braves to go out there and make a push for him. They definitely need, a veteran that knows how to get it done in the postseason in their rotation. I could also expect the St. Louis Cardinals. Bumgarner's former team, the San Francisco Giants, and even the San Diego Padres to make a push for the services of this lefty. Another veteran lefty on the market is going to be Cole Hamels. He's 36 years of age, but this guy knows how to put a pitch, and I think there are going to be some teams out there interested in his services. Don't be surprised to see a reunion between Hamels and the Philadelphia Phillies. Of course, he won his World Series title there back in 2008. I could also see the Atlanta Braves and Washington Nationals making a push for him, especially the Nationals, if they lose Strasburg and they still want to get a quality veteran out there that could eat up some innings. Depending on how much Hamels is looking for and if he's looking to be okay with a one-year deal, I could expect both the Milwaukee Brewers and San Diego Padres to be in the mix. Hamels is a West Coast guy. He's from the San Diego area. While Milwaukee, they've been a playoff team the last couple of years, but they need something to get them over the hump if they're going to get to that World Series. And then finally, the Los Angeles Dodgers could be in play for Hamels. It's one of those things. If he doesn't want, obviously he's not going to get a long-term deal at this point in the game. He's 36 years of age, but if the money is right for 1 or 2 years, I think the Dodgers could make a push for him. And finally, in the case of Dallas Keuchel, Dallas Keuchel hit free agency last year looking to get a big contract, and he had to settle for a one-year deal from the Atlanta Braves. He's going to be 32 in January, so if he didn't get a one-year mega deal last year, he darn sure isn't going to get it this year, especially since he didn't pitch lights out this year for the Braves. I do expect the Braves to be in the mix again for him, possibly giving him a one-year deal with an option. That could be the case for the Milwaukee Brewers, Minnesota Twins, and even the St. Louis Cardinals as well. So we're going to be see how this plays out. I think all of these pitchers are going to have to sit back and wait, especially if they want the big time deals. If somebody's looking to take a 1, maybe 2 year deal that, you know, is a quote unquote team friendly contract, they could probably get signed by Christmas. But just like we've seen in recent years, I think this free agency is once again going to play out deep into February, maybe even March, flirting with spring training. But it's a situation, unfortunately, this is the way that the cookie is crumbling right now in Major League Baseball, as teams are really reluctant to give out those big time contracts. But you have a lot of quality arms out there, and with not a lot out there after them in free agency, whether it's position players or in relief pitching, the focus will definitely be on starting pitching this winter. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.